This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the inaugural session of the third edition of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 this morning in New Delhi. The two-day event will bring together national and international experts to deliberate on defence reforms, technological transformation, civil-military integration and India's emerging security priorities in the run-up to Viksit Bharat by 2047. President Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha and Uttar Pradesh beginning today. She will address the members of the Odisha Legislative Assembly at Bhubaneswar today. President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust, in Lucknow tomorrow. On the same day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow. The Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees, the first of its kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that rare earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications.
इसका उपयोग इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स में
परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स आर यूज्ड इन मेनी सेक्टर्स इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स डिफेंस एरोस्पेस एंड मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट मेनी डिवाइसेस सिंपली कैनॉट बी मेड विदाउट देम व्हिच शोज हाउ इंपॉर्टेंट दे आर इंडियास रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स इज स्टेडली इंक्रीजिंग टू मैन्युफैक्चर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स विद इन द कंट्री द कैबिनेट हैज अप्रूव्ड अ रेयर अर्थ परमानेंट मैग्नेट स्कीम फोकस्ड ऑन क्रिएटिंग अ फुल्ली इंटीग्रेटेड end-to-end manufacturing ecosystem in India.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of a nationwide cleanup effort to maintain the continued accuracy of the Aadhaar database. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that UIDAI sourced this data from Registrar General of India, states and union territories. It added that no Aadhaar number is ever reassigned to another individual. The ministry said that in case of a death of a person, it is essential that his or her Aadhaar number is deactivated to prevent potential identity fraud or unauthorized usage of such Aadhaar number for availing welfare benefits. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag-hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. In Hong Kong, death toll in high-rise apartment fire at the Wong Fuk Court housing complex in Tai Po district has risen to 44, while 700 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters, 279 people are still missing. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab today. Met Department also predicted fog conditions at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. And that is the end of this news bulletin.